Here's how one critic of Vermont Health Connect describes the experience of many of the customers who bought their insurance there.
It's occupying people's whole days. It's invading their sleep. It's keeping people up at night. It's causing a tremendous amount of stress for a lot of folks.
That's not an opponent of the controversial insurance reform program. It's Lawrence Miller, the government official who runs it. And in an appearance before the House Committee on Healthcare, angry lawmakers castigated the administration's newly installed chief of healthcare reform for the laundry list of problems that continue to plague Vermont Health Connect. Trinka Kerr, director of the Office of the Healthcare Advocate, says the issues have resulted in record-breaking call volumes to her shop, where Vermont Health Connect customers go to register complaints.
We are getting more and more calls from really irate people. People who initially were really excited about getting coverage and now are feeling really, really frustrated.
About 14,000 people, more than 20% of Vermont Health Connect customers, remain unable to alter errors in policies, errors that have in many cases impeded their access to medical care. Then there are the hundreds of Vermonters who have newly joined the ranks of the uninsured, not because they didn't enroll in a plan and pay their premiums, but because the state, for reasons still unknown, hasn't transmitted that information to the insurers.
Even though the withdrawals from their bank have gone through, the checks have been cashed, that their coverage hasn't been activated.
Throw in long wait times to talk to customer service representatives staffing Vermont Health Connect call centers, and the fact that these issues have been going on for nearly a year now, and even the lawmakers who pushed heavily for mandatory enrollment in the exchange are beginning to lose faith. Here's Lincoln Representative Mike Fisher, the Democratic chairman of the House Committee on Healthcare.
So I need to express in the strongest terms that this is a crisis. This is a crisis in our communities.
Lawrence Miller, a former private sector entrepreneur who headed up the Agency of Commerce before being reassigned by Governor Peter Shumlin to right the Vermont Health Connect ship, says lawmakers are right to be angry. Here's his response to one lawmaker who asked if call center employees could simply call back consumers rather than make them endure long hold times.
Our history of calling people back is so god-awful, I hesitate to do it. I wonder why the hell we tell people, excuse my language, Mr. Chairman, I wonder why we tell people we're going to call them back at all.
But Miller says the technological foundation at Vermont Health Connect is sound, and that the months of work to fix the most pressing problems will begin to improve consumers' experiences soon. Miller has brought on a new director of operations and spent $5.6 million to hire contractors to manually work through the backlog. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.